for Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden plans to seek more aid for Ukraine from Congress.
The last lethal aid package the president sought for Ukraine, he got, but Congress took weeks to act. In the meantime, the Russian assault continues. Ukraine Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal on CBS Face the Nation says time is of the essence.
Every minute and every hour, soldiers, civilians, children, women are dying. Because of this, we need faster decisions.
Shmyhal says needs include medical supplies and cash for humanitarian aid, but weapons remain the priority. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says he'll discuss military aid with U.S. officials in Kyiv today in a meeting not confirmed by the White House. A Texas National Guard soldier remains missing after jumping into the Rio Grande River Friday to save two migrants. Fox's Bill Malusian is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Resources continue scanning the river up and down, looking for any sign of that soldier. It's now been over 48 hours since that soldier went into the water. They still have not found his body. His family has been notified, and the Texas Rangers say the two illegal immigrants he was trying to rescue were in fact both drug smugglers.
The two migrants did survive. Emergency declarations in New Mexico as 20 wildfires burn in nearly half the state's drought-stricken counties. In Arizona, some residents forced to evacuate from a wildfire near Flagstaff were allowed back home today. And in Nebraska, authorities say wildfires reported in a dozen counties since Friday contributed to the death of one person and injured at least three firefighters. French polling agencies project incumbent Emmanuel Macron will win France's presidential runoff, beating far-right rival Marine Le Pen. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Biden administration is hoping to reverse a judge's ruling that ended the federal mask mandate for public transportation.
A federal judge ruled the CDC lacks authority to require masks on planes, trains, and mass transit systems. But Dr. Jerome Adams, the former Surgeon General, says that doesn't mean people should stop following health guidance.
We have to separate out whether or not we mandate something from whether or not we should be doing it anyway.
Adams, who served in the Trump administration, says there are different risk factors between commercial airlines and city buses.
Are you vaccinated? Are you boosted? Do you have comorbidities? Are you someone who is in that higher risk category?
The Biden administration is appealing the judge's ruling. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Tributes are being paid after longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch died yesterday. He lamented the current state of politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Since I first came to the Senate in 1978, the culture of this place has shifted fundamentally, and not for the better, in my opinion.
Hatch is the longest-serving Republican senator in history, retiring in 2019. He was 88. The cost for businesses to sell on Amazon is going up and will likely be passed on to consumers.
Amazon will begin this week charging sellers active on its platform an additional 5% surcharge for fuel and inflation as the e-commerce giant and all businesses deal with operating costs. in the wake of surging inflation in the U.S. and high gas prices. Amazon says the 5% added fee isn't permanent and that the company hoped for a return to normalcy as COVID restrictions eased, but that fuel prices and inflation for now continue presenting further challenges. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.